We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Chaim Yaakov, Bibrichos Leo, we're in Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. V'sholosh shuros shel talmidei chachamim yoshim lefneihem. In front of the Sanhedrin Ketana of 23, which dealt with capital crimes, there was a row which equaled the minion of the Sanhedrin, the same number, 23, three rows of 23. As we mentioned, we sometimes have to add on Dayanim. He would have sitting in front of him also was Kachatzi Goren Agula, also set up in a semicircle, were three rows of 23 judges. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Makiris Mikomo, which means that each one recognized his place. They were seated based on their level of wisdom. If they needed to add on a judge to the 23, let's say one of the judges had passed away of the 23 of the Sanhedrin itself, so they would bring from Rishona, from the first row, the end of the first row, and what would happen after he would move to be part of the Sanhedrin itself? Then echad min hashniya balal rishona. So someone, whoever is in the second row, the edge of the end of the second row, he'd come to the third row. The echad min hashlishis balal hashniya, and someone from the third row would come to the second row. Uborin lahen od echad min akahal. We choose another member from the congregation who would join now one of these extra 23. Actually, would be in the end of the last row of 23. A new Talmud Chacham would join, and he would sit in that third row. He wouldn't sit in the place of the person who had left, who would join the Sanhedrin itself, but rather he would sit at the edge because everything's based on Chachma. So he obviously wasn't in the group to begin with, so he didn't have the level of wisdom as everyone else. So he's on the bottom, and therefore he should be at the end of the third row. Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey. Ketzan Ma'aymanis Ha'edim Alei D'Nefashos. Ha'edim come now to testify about someone who potentially be Chayiv Mises based in Edin Avera, for which should be Chayiv to be killed by the based in. So how do we instill this fear into the Edim so that they don't testify falsely? They bring him to the Beis Din, and they would, the iyum, the warning, and the instilling fear would go like this. Shema tomru me omed umishmua ein mipied. So they would say to these Edim, listen, maybe your testimony is not a genuine testimony. Maybe it was based on omen adas. You made some type of evaluation or assessment based on something you thought that you saw. Or shmua, you heard it from someone else. Let's say like an ein mipied. Let's say you heard it from another aide who had testified, let's say, in front of another basin, or mipi adam neman shamanu, or maybe you'll say, oh, we heard it from someone who was a trustworthy person, so therefore we know for sure that he was telling the truth, and therefore we can testify about this information. All of this, of course, is not admissible testimony in a Jewish court of law. Oh, Shema, what else we would say to them? Maybe yatem yodim shesofen livdok eschem medusha v'chakira. Maybe you don't know that soon, eventually, we're going to check you with serious questions, serious interrogation, Drisha V'Hakira, as we mentioned before. Have Yodim, Shaloki Dini Mamanos, Dini Nefashos, and we continue to tell them, you should know that Dini Mamanos, Dini Nefashos is different than Dini Mamanos. Dini Mamanos, Adam no Sein Mamonu Miskapelo. If, let's say, you testified falsely in the case of Dini Mamanos, okay, so based on your testimony, someone paid money when he shouldn't have. All right, so now the person can be chozer b'tshuva and pay back the money that he caused his friend to lose. But dini nefashos, based on your testimony, if through your testimony we're going to kill someone, damo v'dam zar iosav tuluyin bo at sof ha'olam. Based on your edus, so you're held accountable, held responsible for not only his blood, literally, his loss, the loss of his life, but potential children he could have, future generations. Shekein matzinu b'kain shaharages achiv, shenemar demei achicha tzoakim, eino omer dam achicha, when Cain had killed Hevel, so Hashem doesn't say, oh, dam achicha, the blood of your brother are crying out, min adama, but rather demei in plural, elo demei Me'achicha. What does that mean? Damo v'dam zar Yosef. That's a reference to not only him, the fact that you, Cain, killed Hevel, but future generations you've now cut off because you took his life. So now the Mishnah takes a break from the words of the Iyum, the instilling fear that we give, the warnings we give the Edim, and gives another explanation for the pasuk of Deme'achicha. Davar acher Deme'achicha, another explanation to Deme'achicha, as opposed to what we said before, Damo v'dam zar Yosef, but rather Shaya Damo mushlach alo etzem v'alo avonim. Cain didn't know how to kill Hevel, so he was hitting him with wood and then threw him onto stones, so there was a lot of blood there. Now the Mishnah goes back, so that's another explanation why it says damim in plural. But then we go back to the words of the Iyum to the Edim. What do we tell them? Lefikach, after we tell them about the Cain and Hevel, and if you potentially kill, based on your testimony, someone, so it's not only affecting that person in future generations. Lefikach nivra Adam yichidi. So, and this is why man Adam was created as an individual. Adam was created only as one person at that time. Lilamdach shekalam ami nefesh. Anyone who takes a life is as if he's destroyed a whole world. And if you save a life, so then it's as if saving a whole world. Why? Because once again, it's future generations. Now the Mishnah takes a break once again from the words of the Iyum to the Edim and gives another explanation as to why Nivra Adam Yechidi. And that is not only because to teach you the lesson, which we do tell the Edim, that if you take a life, it's like taking a whole world, and saving a life is like saving a whole world. So there's no explanation for why Adam was created Yechidi, because of what we call Shalom HaBrios. Shalom Yomar Adam LaChaveru Abba Gadol Me'avicha. So people don't say, I'm more important than you. I'm clearly from my generation, if my genealogy is greater than yours. Because in the end, we could all trace ourselves back to Adam Arishon. We're all from the same person. Shalom you mean in Omrim. Haber Rishuyos Bashamim. Another reason why Adam was created Yechidi, so that people don't think there's more than one God. Hashem created, each God created his human being. No, there's one God, one human being. And also, why was Adam Nivra Yechidi? To show you the greatness of Hashem. What's the greatness? Shadam tovea kamamat ba'os b'chosam echad v'kulum damim zelazeh. Person who mints many coins, and they all look the same. So you start with one coin, then you mint many coins. They all are a carbon copy of the other. U'melech malachem malachem ha'garosh baruch hu tova kol adam b'chosamo shal adam arishon. Yet Hashem has every coin, literally. Every human being who's created is created through based on Adam Arishon. Yet ve'ein echad mehem yet everybody's different. So if Adam weren't created Yechidi, so then we could say, okay, each one has the genetics of this one. But here, we all go back to Adam Arishon, and yet we all look different. Our partsufeim shavnei Adam shonimim, right? Our faces look very different. Lefikach kol echad ve'echad chayev lomar bishvili nivra ha'olam. And therefore, a person has to recognize, I have to be careful not to sin. I should not ruin my own world because the whole world is created for me. And that's part of the message of Adam Nivra Yechidi. So each person recognizes that the world was created for him and should not waste his time and should make a contribution. And now those are other explanations why Adam Nivra Yechidi. We brought them up because of the warning we gave to the Edim, don't take a life because you're taking... Because Adam was created Yechidi to show that if you save a life, it's like saving a whole world. If you take a life, it's like destroying a whole world. So then we went off on a little bit on a tangent, and now we're back to the words of the Iyum to the Edim. Vishema Tomru, maybe you'll say, these Edim, Malon Malachar El Hazos, let's be so strict. Why should we get involved here, and why should we testify? Because the pasuk already says in Sefer and Parshas Vayikra that it says if you are able to testify in something, you know about something, you saw something, im lo yagid, the pasuk ends, v'nasav anot, this is sin, not to testify. So you have to testify, you don't have a choice. So to say, we're going to back out now because this is very frightening, no, you can't back out. Shema tamu malonu lachov b'damo shel zeh. Why should we potentially be now cause someone to be guilty based on a testimony? I mean, it's better, you know what? Better we violate im lo yagid v'nasav anot. That's that sin of not testifying, even though we know testimony, on the chance that we end up taking a life. better not to testify and violate the Torah. V'alo kvar ne'amar, now we tell them, uvavod rishoyim rina, the pasuk says, in Mishlei, Perek Yud Aleph, destroying rishoyim, that's a reason to celebrate, which means it's not you're not avoiding an onesh here by doing so. Maybe potentially you would, but we want you to get the schar, this tremendous schar, if in fact you can testify against someone who, based on, if they did something wrong. So this is a mitzvah that you have. So on the one hand, we warn them not to testify falsely. On the other hand, we tell them, if the edus is true, don't be afraid. It's very important that you share your edus.